So now we're about set to go in the Spectrum Center. It's Chukwuka and Popovich jumping at center court. Boston College wins the tip. Bowman will set up shop. Panthers come out in the man-to-man. It's Johnson on the All-ACC second-team guard. Bowman swings it left side. Now Chapman, McGowan's defends him. Bowman takes a three from the right wing. Long didn't hit rim. Tony grabs the board for Pitt.
Tony's a guy, expect a lot of rebounds out of him. Leads the team in rebounds so far this year.
An impressive rebounder at just 6'6" for the Panthers is Tony. Now Johnson working around the outside. Wilson framed to Tony on the right wing. He drives baseline. Loses control. He's going to be called out of bounds. Stepped on the baseline. Might have caught his heel there.
Pitt's dribble drive has to be with a purpose. A lot of times this year they dribbled and really didn't know what to do with it. Tony right there on his weak side. That's something you got to take care of. You got to have possessions where you shoot.
So possession for each team thus far, unsuccessful. And Boston College with it once again. McGowan's deflects a pass on the left wing from Chapman out of bounds. So good defense there by McGowan's active hands to open this one up. Chapman will inbound, still 20 to shoot for BC. He goes to Bowman. Johnson still on him. Now swing to Chapman. He drives with the left. Kicks out to Popovich for a long two. He knocks it down. Eagles are on the board first.
That curl screen set everything up for that feed to Popovich.
So 2-0 Boston College as the Panthers look to respond. McGowan's dices through the defense. Finds Tony on a backdoor cut. He loses control, and it floats out of bounds as the Eagles will take over.
Tony with a great backup there. Actually, he was open, just to kind of an errant pass. Wasn't able to get his hands on it.
So Bowman brings it up for the Eagles. And quickly hands off to Jared Hamilton. Now Chapman to Bowman. Nice backdoor cut to Popovich, who misses a bunny down low. Chukwuka grabs the board and kicks to Johnson. And an easy opportunity missed there from BC, but Johnson turns it over. It's picked off by Chapman, and Boston College is going to have possession. Johnson's going to be called for a foul after the turnover. So you hate to see Johnson commit a foul like that in the backcourt, but he's going to pick up his first.
Yeah, back to Boston College possession. I don't know if Popovich knew he's going to dunk it or lay up there.
Yeah.
It's indecision.
So now BC resets, nearing 2 minutes into this game. Panthers still scoreless. Bowman on the right wing, Johnson on him tight. Jared Hamilton is defended by Wilson Frame. Bowman penetrates, backdoor cut to Popovich, and that time he's sure of it, Seb. He slams it home. Eagles are up 4-0.
Well, that time he did make the right decision. Chukwuka's got to be aware of those back cuts on the baseline.
And Boston College has been going to the backdoor cut all night long so far, and now Pitt has it. McGowan's penetrates with the left hand. Spin move in the paint. Contact, no call. Chukwuka grabs the rebound and kicks to Wilson Frame. Johnson now. Outside to Tony. Panthers will reset, gain their shape. Chukwuka sets a ball screen. Johnson will not use it. Now he's going to drive himself on Popovich. Weaves through the defense, misses a shot off the glass. Bowman now pushing pace for BC. Drives, kicks. Hamilton swings to Popovich, ball fake at the top of the arc. Now Chapman down to Mitchell. Back outside to Chapman for three, and that's on the mark. 7-0 Boston College. And early on in this one, Sebastian, the Panthers are going to take a timeout.
A lot of ball movement there by Boston College. Moved it all around the floor, and eventually Popovich was wide. Chapman was wide open there on the left wing.
So not how Pittsburgh wants to start this game. We're at 17:08 in the first half, and once again, Panthers still off the scoreboard. Eagles, meanwhile, with seven. And you said it, there's been plenty of ball movement for Boston College. And what makes Nick Popovich so effective on offense is that he can move on to the outside, and he can do plenty of different things. He's a versatile offensive player.
Absolutely. And one thing Pitt struggled with so far this year is getting out to hot starts. Ever since ACC play came, they struggled to really get that push early, both home and away. Now, it's only 7-0. That's a couple shots away. They're back in it. But you don't want to let this thing get out of hand. If you're McGowan and Johnson, keep driving. Keep getting contact. You're going to get guys in foul trouble. So stay aggressive there, and you got to limit turnovers. Johnson needs to limit here. make your passes very purposeful.
Just saw on Saturday a Panthers team get down early against Notre Dame, came back to win that game against the Fighting Irish. So certainly, as you said, a deficit that they can overcome. Panthers are out of the timeout now. McGowan's receives a screen from Chukwuka. Swings to Johnson. They've got 13 to shoot. Now he's going to try and shake his defender. McGowan's turns it over. Eagles scoop it up. And now Mitchell is going to swing to Popovich. Hands off. Jarrett Hamilton loses it for a second but gets it back. Goes to Bowman. 17 to shoot for the Eagles. Kai Bowman taking his time. He's defended by Tony now. Now Popovich. Chukwuka's on him. Swing left wing to Mitchell. Johnson let him shoot, and he missed it long. Wilson Frame grabs the rebound and kicks to Johnson. Chukwuka screen high. Over to McGowan's. Panthers looking for something to work here on offense. At risk here of heading to the first media timeout off the scoreboard. Johnson penetrates. Nice ball fake. Up
and
in.
Great touch.
And the Panthers are on the board. Xavier Johnson is the first to score for Pitt.
Patient going north. That's what Johnson loves to do. And great touch off the window.
So now it's 7-2 as Kai Bowman swings to Jarrett Hamilton. Step back jumper on the mark. And a nice hit there. And Boston College having no trouble finding the net early on. Tony's now at the top of the key. Swings right to Wilson Frame. Back to Tony down low. Bowman's there for the block, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last off, Kai Bowman. And that will take us to our first media timeout here at the Spectrum Center. The score, Boston College 9, Pittsburgh 2. 15:30 to go in this first half. You're listening to Pitt Basketball on WPTS Radio, presented by Kelly Educational Staffing.
Now back to Pitt Panther Basketball on your student home for all things Pitt sports, WPTS Radio.
Welcome back inside the Spectrum Center as you're listening to Pitt Basketball presented by Kelly Educational Staffing here on WPTS Radio. Jason Earl alongside Sebastian Curtin. Boston College off to a hot start up 9-2.
Yeah, I'll tell you how Jeff Capel feels. New lineup out there. Ellison and Deer and Brown in the game. Unhappy with that first 5.5 minutes of basketball. So he's ready to switch this thing up and see if he can get a spark going.
And that's been traditional of Capel all year long. He will sub you out in an instant. He's got fresh bodies on the bench. Ellison is a captain of this team, and Deer has been great as a sixth man for the Panthers in the latter portion of this season. And as we talked about before the game, Terrell Brown and Kenna Chukwuka have both put in good time for this Pitt team. So, as you said, Endier, Ellison, and Brown, the three new ones out there, Wilson, Frame, and Johnson get to stay. Now Endier swings up top to Ellison. Panthers will have 12 to shoot. Bowman blocked Johnson before the break. Six now to shoot for Pitt. Wilson, Frame, driving. Three to shoot. He's still in trouble, and he's not going to get it off. That's going to be a shot clock violation. Tough defense by the Eagles. Wilson Frame couldn't find anything.
Not the possession you want coming out of a timeout. You think they'd set some up there. Kind of struggled. Ellison was at the top. Just a bad offensive possession for Pitt.
So this BC defense has been difficult for the Panthers to handle so far in this game. We reach the 15-minute mark in this first half. Kai Bowman gets a handoff on the left wing and then tries to pass it. Ball soars up over the hoop, almost got stuck in between the shot clock and the backboard there, but it was tipped last by the Panthers, so BC will keep it with 18 seconds to shoot. Inbound will come from Hamilton, a 6'4 junior from Charlotte, North Carolina, back in his hometown tonight. Kai Bowman drives, has it picked away by Endier. Loose ball on the floor now. We're going to get a jump, and that one will go to Pittsburgh.
Great defense play. Endier there is ready for Kai Bowman's crossover to the left right at the ACC logo and got his puppies on it. So Pitt ball.
And City Endier, again, has brought a different impact into this game all year long off the bench, serving as a nice backup guard in addition to Johnson and McGowan's, who have been the starters on this team. So 9-2, still the score here in the first half as the Panthers take over. Brown hands off to Wilson Frame, now reverse to Endier. He's working, drives with the left, nice move in the paint, puts the floater up and in, and a nice finger roll there from City Indy.
Ben and Jerry's scoop right there, unbelievable move by him. Into the left, he's a left-hander.
So Endear with a very nice finish for Pitt, and now he comes back on defense. Brown defending Popovich in the post. Popovich working on Brown. Nice post move, shots long, good defense. By the
beautiful
sophomore.
Beautiful defense by Terrell Bryant there. Stayed right up, got a hand up, didn't jump.
Johnson drives. Panthers with some momentum now. He's going to kick it out to Endear. Swings over to Wilson Frame, and we're going to get an off-ball foul called on Brown.
Regardless of the foul, I think you're Pitt on offense. Get Wilson Frame the ball. Get him shooting. He's a streaky guy. Once he gets hot, there's no stopping him.
So now BC going to make a substitution as Giancarlos Reyes enters the game. Pitt will do the same. McGowan's in for Wilson Frame.
Pitt in that full court press right here.
BC will break it easily as Bowman inbounds to Reyes, who sends it back, and now a miscommunication in the backcourt. Eagles recover. McGowan's trying to steal it away from Jarrett Hamilton. Now he breaks it. Hamilton pulls up from the foul line. It's tipped. Brown recovers and sends it to Johnson, and finally the Panthers able to gather it and control possession.
Let's start with McGowan's disrupting the whole play right there at midcourt.
Johnson to Brown down low. He has it in the short corner. Pass to Endear in the post, and one for City Endear. And Seb, he has certainly made his presence felt in this game so far.
Count it. Great patience by Terrell Brown, and there comes Endear off that curl screen going right to the rack, and he gets it for two and a free throw at the charity stripe.
A really strong finish from Endear. We saw the finesse from him earlier. He shows he can be strong in the lane as well as he gets that one to go. And suddenly, as he sinks the free throw, the Panthers are down just two.
Right back in it. 7 points isn't too much.
And again, credit to Endear for playing a big part in this little Panther comeback at the start of this game. And now he's going to defend the Eagles star, Kai Bowman. Bowman working on Endear, drives, kicks to Jarrett Hamilton. He fakes and goes baseline. Johnson's on him. Now into the post for Reyes. Brown's defending him. Hook shot is up, no good. He gets his own board. Brown swats him, and that's going to go out of bounds on the Panther bench. But how about the block from Terrell Brown?
Thanksgiving dinner, whole thing of stuffing right there. Great job by Terrell Brown.
Terrell Brown, one of the top shot blockers in the ACC, holds the Pitt record for blocks in a game, did it against Colgate earlier this year, had 9 swats in a single contest, pretty impressive stuff, and a great block there gives the Panthers some momentum. BC will have it with 18 to shoot. It's Jarrett Hamilton in the corner. Now looking for Bowman, he finds him. Bowman's at the top of the arc, defended by McGowan's, pull up three, knocks it down. Seb, that's why he's one of the top talents in this conference. Clutch shot in the face of McGowan.
Yeah, McGowan's had a hand up, and there's nothing you can do there. It's just a great three by Bowman.
12-7 Eagles with 12.5 to play in this first half. Johnson has it on the right side. He penetrates, kicks to McGowan's. McGowan's now going to drive in the lane. Shot is stolen away there by Hamilton, and he finds Bowman. Bowman kicks left side. Chapman, ball fake in the corner. Endear is on him. Swings up top to Bowman. Johnson's got him. Poked away by Xavier Johnson. Pushes forward to McGowan's. McGowan slams it home with two hands. Great play by the dynamic duo freshman.
You knew he was dunking that. Xavier Johnson, his buddy, the freshman, gives it right to him. McGowan's looks back, says, this is mine.
So Panthers within three have certainly made some ground from what once was a 7-0 deficit. Endear remains on Kai Bowman. Johnson's now defending Chapman, and that's going to be a foul on Jordan Chapman. Xavier Johnson may have sold it a little bit there, but regardless, we're going to get an offensive foul. Panthers will have possession. And that will take us to our second timeout in this one. Boston College leading Pittsburgh 12-9 with just over 11.5 to go. You're listening to Pitt Basketball on WPTS Radio, presented by Kelly Educational Staffing.
Follow WPTS Radio's Sports Department Twitter account at WPTS Sports and Instagram at WPTS_sports for updates on Pitt Athletics. Now back to Pitt Basketball.
Welcome back inside the Spectrum Center. Boston College leading Pittsburgh 12-9 with just over 11.5 to play in this first half. You are listening to WPTS Radio, Pitt Basketball, presented by Kelly Educational Staffing. Jason Earl alongside Sebastian Curtin. Panthers got down 7-0, but have forced some turnovers and played some solid D in the last few minutes to cut this lead back down to 3.
Cable made just a quick decision to say, you know what, we're letting up all these points early. Let's go to a defensive lineup, and next thing you know, a couple steals, a loose ball, a couple blocks by Terrell Brown. Those three guys that got in did everything they needed to do on defense for Pitt, and right now they're right back in it, and it's good to see. And Johnson is ready to shoot another free throw here.
Talked about McGowan's, one of the impact players for this Pitt team, and Seb, no one is in the lane for this Johnson foul shot. I believe they may have called this a flagrant one.
Oh, perhaps they did during the break, went to the monitor.
So during the timeout, must have changed it to a flagrant one as Johnson just sunk two foul shots with both teams standing at half court. So Pitt will get the ball after the two makes from Johnson, and suddenly it's a 12-11 game. Panthers keep possession.
Can't ask for anything better if you're a Pitt basketball fan.
So now Boston College coming out in a zone look here against Pitt. Brown screens high. Johnson has it on the right wing, goes to Endear. Ellison now on the left side. McGowan's, Johnson, swings back to McGowan's. Panthers looking to crack open this zone somehow, only have six to shoot. Johnson takes a three off the pass from McGowan's, just short. Ellison with a hustle play tips it back to McGowan's. McGowan's now drives, Panthers will reset. How about the rebound from Ellison?
It's a great presence of mind by Ellison to tip that back out.
Johnson now kicks to McGowan's in the corner. He drives. Endear from the top of the arc. He's going to go with the left-hand floaters off the mark. Finally, the Eagles able to recover possession from Popovich.
Great patience there by Pitt. Shot just didn't fall. That's okay.
So now Bowman swings to Popovich at the top of the key. Terrell Brown defends him. He's going to take a three. It's in and out. McGowan's grabs the rebound. Pushes up to Johnson. Up-tempo offense here for Pitt, and now they will reset. Johnson is at midcourt, defended by Chris Heron, junior freshman guard, just entered the game for the first time today for BC. Johnson drives with the left, gets right by the defender, off the glass and in. How about the move from the freshman point guard? And for the first time tonight, Pittsburgh is on top.
Beautiful English with his right hand off the left side. That's something you got to finish in these type of games.
And that's the type of play that earned Johnson all ACC freshman honors. Got a very high ceiling, he and McGowan's both. And now Popovich with it for the Eagles. Swings right side. Now a shot from beyond the arc by Chapman. He's going to be fouled by Endear. And it's going to be three shots for Chapman here. And a very questionable call there, I would say, Sebastian.
They cannot have those Johnson McGowan's getting early foul trouble in this type of game. It's a big game. But great off-the-ball defense by Xavier Johnson, just sticking on Bowman like white on rice. That's something. Johnson, he's going to have to be a defender today. He really does. He's going to have to dog him all night long.
So the first foul shot good for Chapman. And right when the Panthers started to gain momentum and get a lead, you hate to commit a foul like that. Chapman sinks the second as well, and he'll get one more.
Wilson Frame back in the game for Pittsburgh. In that zone, he's someone Pitt really needed on the outside in that zone, because Pitt never got in the middle on the zone. Terrell Brown never really made his presence inside. He set a couple screens, but only 25 feet out.
Third free throw off the back rim and out, but Kai Bowman is there for the rebound. Averages nearly 8 boards a game, again, at just 6'1". Very impressive stat line for him. Now he's going to kick right side. McGowan's intercepts, tips to Ellison. Ellison's working on Mitchell, goes up. Misses the shot off the front rim. McGowan's grabs the board, and he's fouled on his way up. Love to see the effort from the Panthers scooping up the board there from Ellison's miss.
And on the other end, a great hedge by Terrell Brown there with Xavier Johnson. Get a double team on the left wing, and Terrell's so big, his presence made known that skip pass was too slow and too high. McGowan's read it like a free safety and caused the Pitt turnover.
And Seb, we've seen Malik Ellison a lot in this game so far. He's a guy who has had an up-and-down year, but so far tonight has really made his impact felt. McGowan's misses the first foul shot off the back rim, but it's all about the intangibles with Ellison. He's been tipping out rebounds. He gets the poke away there, and that's what the Panthers need from him tonight.
Yeah, he's a big athletic frame, 6'6", very athletic, you said, and he does those plays. He just you have to have for a guy like him who's maybe not going to score a lot, but he's going to get the ball back for you.
So McGowan's a 76% foul shooter, misses both, and once again, you like to take advantage of that if you're Pitt, but BC will get it back. Jared Hamilton. Down low, Popovich from the short corner knocks down the jumper, and once again, he's a guy who can work inside and out as he makes it 16-13 Eagles.
Hand down, man down. Terrell Brown didn't even get a hand up there. That's an easy shot for Nick Popovich.
So Johnson now defended by Heron. Hands off to Wilson, frame now to McGowan's. BC still looking zone. Now Brown working down low. He's going to be called for an offensive foul as Popovich sold it and fell to the floor. So Terrell Brown picks up his second of the night, and now Kenneth Chukwuka is going to check in for him. You hate to see that if you're the Panthers.
Yeah, not sure about that card, that charge foul. Can kind of go either way, but to me it looks a little bit like an acting job there for Boston College. But nonetheless, they got the call, and that's part of the game.
So now Wilson Frame defending Jared Hamilton as he brings it up the floor for BC. Kai Bowman now gets the handoff. He's working on Johnson. Hamilton drives. Kicks outside to Mitchell. Now Popovich to Bowman on the left wing. Johnson's defending him. Gets a screen from Mitchell. Takes a pull-up three from the left side. Off the front rim. No good. Ellison rebound for the Panthers.
Bowman's scary when that shot clock runs down.
He is the type of player that can do it all, as we've seen him do all year for the Eagles. And now Johnson driving on Bowman. Swings to McGowan's. Heron's defending him. He drives baseline. Kick to Johnson for three from the left wing. Off the front rim, no good. And we're going to get a foul on Chukwuka on the board. Going to get him for the over the back, so that will be the first on Kenneth Chukwuka.
Yeah, only one on him, which is okay, but he wasn't in great position there. That's one of those you kind of let Boston College get the rebound and get your guys back to settle in the defense. But Pitt looking to do a little full-court press here.
And they've been going with kind of a light full-court press throughout this game. It's just a straight man full-court press, and Eagles have had pretty easy time getting through it thus far, as they will right now. Chapman is defended by McGowan's at the top of the arc. Swings left to Bowman, and Deers on him. Panthers playing tight man-to-man D. Eight to shoot for the Eagles. Chapman spins on McGowan's. Shot is way short. Air ball. Shot clock does not reset. They kick it out. Popovich is open for three on the right wing. In and out, no good. Chukwuka tried to grab the board, but Bowman tipped it out. And so the Panthers will have possession.
Beautiful defense by Pitt there. Stayed on the ground, did a good job, missed the rebound, but it's hard to rebound an air ball. You never really know. You're expecting the ball to bounce off the iron. So great defensive possession there for Pitt, and now they have the ball.
So with 7:37 to play in the first half, it's Boston College 16, Pitt 13, as you're listening to Pitt Basketball on WPTS Radio, presented by Kelly Educational Staffing.